Hi, I'm Christine Langford, and welcome to the Rest Stop Podcast. This podcast is a part of Traveling with the Father, which provides inspiration and resources for Christians to serve others and draw closer to God while they travel. Whether you're traveling across the country, around the world, or just traveling through life, you've got to take time to rest. Traveling with the Father provides these short rest stops, 3 to 5 minute devotions to help you refresh and reconnect with your Heavenly Father. Now let's get started. The Poetry of God. We saw them everywhere on the safari, but I never got tired of them. While we searched for the more elusive leopards or rhinos, I loved looking at the zebras. Our guide explained that on the Masai Mara Preserve, they had two types of zebras, the plain and the Gravy's zebra, which, by the way, even though it's pronounced gravy, it's spelled G-R-E-V-Y. The plain zebra is a little smaller than the Gravy's, and the Gravy's stripes are thinner than the plain zebra's. Now, even though the stripes may be similar widths within the same species of zebra, the stripe pattern on one zebra is not like any other pattern on any other zebra. They each have a unique pattern. None of us are like anyone else either. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works which God prepared in advance for us to do. Ephesians 2:10. God carefully crafted each of us. Regardless of our pull-ourselves-up-from-our-bootstrap philosophy in the U.S., we did not make ourselves. God did. He is the author of our life. In fact, the Greek word for workmanship is poema. And forgive the Greek pronunciation, which you can probably tell is where we get the word poem. God put each of us together with our own rhythms, our own images, metaphors, and similes. Some of us may be haikus and others epics, yet all of us are God's beautiful works of art. God created us and created the work we are to do. In his short Art and the Bible, Francis Schaeffer wrote, quote, "No work of art is more important than the Christian's own life, and every Christian is called upon to be an artist in this sense. He may have no gift of writing, no gift of composing or singing, but each man has the gift of creativity in terms of the way he lives his life. In this sense, the Christian's life is to be an artwork. The Christian life is to be a thing of truth and also a thing of beauty in the midst of a lost and despairing world." End quote. Though each of our poems may be different, they should all be, quote, truth and beauty to that lost and despairing world. End quote. Not only are you a poem, but so are all the people around you. Do you carefully read the poetry of others? Or do you react like the 15-year-old high school students I had in my classes, determined to dislike poetry before we even opened up the collection? Or maybe you only like certain types of poetry. How would it change the way we interact with others if we realized that they were also God's beautiful poem to the world? Let us pray. Lord, thank you for creating me. Help me to live my life so that my life, my poem, will lead others to you. Give me the grace to appreciate the poetry of others as well. Amen. This podcast is part of Traveling with the Father, which provides inspiration and resources for Christians to serve others and draw closer to God while they travel. For devotions, descriptions of attractions and campgrounds, as well as tips to help you remain plugged into God as you travel, follow the link in the show notes or visit the website at travelingwiththefather.com. Thanks for listening. Until next time, this is Christine Langford from Traveling with the Father.